But what will be with you in the grave and in the hereafter are the good deeds which you do for Allah's sake. But the wealth, the children, whatever you do in this world, could easily be, as in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, if you remember that you are a mullim, working to be wealthy could be an ibadah. Being wealthy could be something which should make you a good Muslim, if you remember that wealth which you have is not yours, but it is his, and temporarily it has been given to you to do good work for him and for his sake. Your children, of whom you may be proud in their achievement, could be also a way to excel in your religion. If you remember that these children are not yours, but his, and it has been given to your care, it has been entrusted to you. If you remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-sadaqah jariyah, it is better to leave behind a good son or daughter, better for you than if you would build a mosque or a hospital or a school. Anything. When you get up in the morning and you take your ablution, you remember Allah Ta'ala and you remember that you are a Muslim. But then when you sit down at your breakfast table, if you forget to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you start eating, and afterwards when you go to work and you totally forget that Allah exists and that you are a Muslim, and pass the whole day till you sit down to make your prayer, that will not do. An example, my Shaykh Rahmatullah alayh, Satar Kandi, I used to be with him quite often, and he would usually buy his fruits and his vegetables from street sellers, because they are poor people in Turkey. You know, they have a couple of kilos of peaches and a couple of kilos of tomatoes, and they sell it cheaper than the shops, but they are in need of it. Sefer Baba would wait till late to buy his fruits and his vegetables from those street sellers. And he would come and he would ask the man, may he choose himself the fruit or the vegetable which he would buy. Which one usually does anyhow. And what he would do, he would choose the fruits and the vegetables which are either not mature or they were rotting instead of getting the best. And the man would protest and say, no, what are you doing? You are taking, you know, the green ones and the rotten ones. And he would say, okay, okay. Then he would put a couple of good ones in it. Do you do that when you shop? No. We choose the best one. And then we who used to suffer, he discovered the juice maker, my sheikh. So of course you couldn't eat those green peaches or rotten peaches. So what he would do when we would go to visit to him, he would get a tray and put all these terrible fruits and then he had purchased good old technology, a juice maker. Yeah. It was the pride of his life. So he would bring his juice maker and he would put those awful, you know, unripe things in it and all those rotten things on it and push the button, bzzz, and would come sort of a brown liquid and he would serve us. And what are you going to say? It wasn't too bad, by the way. And we would say how delicious it was. He remembered that he was a Muslim, whatever he did. He employed people because they were in need, not because they were capable. People stole him, you know, in his job, and he pretended he didn't see it. The moral of a Muslim is, if you are an employee, you are supposed to work longer and hours and harder than you are paid for. And if you are the boss, you are supposed to pay your workers more than what they deserve. Do we do that? We make our prayer. We fast during Ramadan. We even go to Hajj. Someone asked Hazrat Mawlana Jalal al-Din Rumi Qudus Sarrah al-Sattari, "Ya Shaykh," they said, "is there anything which is superior to prayer?" "Faith," he said, "Iman." He said, "You can drop prayer with a valid excuse. You can postpone prayer with a valid excuse. But you cannot neither drop or postpone faith." Prayer without faith, he said, is not only nothing, but it's the sin. Because if you make your prayer, if you don't have faith in Allah Ta'ala, you are a hypocrite. And the status of hypocrite is lower than that of the kafir, said he. But he said that if you have faith, if you believed in Allah Ta'ala and remembered Him, and if you do not make your prayer, you still benefit from it. And he said, the hypocrites of other religions, they make their prayers in different ways. But as far as faith is concerned, they all practice the same. What is faith, Ya Shaykh? Faith is fear of Allah Ta'ala and hope for what comes from Allah Ta'ala. What do we understand by the fear of Allah Ta'ala? In a hadith, it is said, he who fears Allah, all and everyone fears him, and he does not fear anything else except Allah Ta'ala. But what do you understand by the fear of Allah Ta'ala? Is it the fear that my house should not burn, that my wife or my child should not die, or that I should not catch cancer? Or is it the fear of ending up in Jahannam in the hereafter? For ending up in Jahannam, I count on Allah Ta'ala's Rahmah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intercession, shafa'at. For catching cancer, for my child dying, one would accept, because that is the will of Allah Ta'ala, and hayrihi and sharrihi is from Allah Ta'ala. The fear of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Ibadullah, is that if Allah tells us, do whatever you want to do, I care not anymore. You are not mine anymore. You are on your own. Go. May Allah protect us. Do whatever you want to do. Ya Rabbi, protect us from our own self. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the knowledge of the truth of Islam. Amen. O the one who sees all, who hears all, and who knows all, Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Amen.
All and everything around us is your creation. Both the rose and the cactus, both the honey and the poison, and the nightingale and the scorpion. Ya Rab, give us the ability to love all and everything which you have created, because it is you who has created them. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, who has created from a tiny drop of water and gave us the beautiful form and shape of a human being. We were hungry, you fed us. We were nude, you clothed us. We didn't know how to talk or how to walk, and you taught us how to walk and how to talk. And before we even realize what we need, Ya Rab, you have blessed us with what we need and more. Your gifts all through our lives are so many that we cannot possibly count. But Ya Rab, your greatest gift which you have given us is Iman and Islam and Ihsan. And that you have given us the best of your creation, whose light you created first, and everything else from that light you have created. Your most beloved, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our prophet, our protector, our intercessor, our example, our teacher. And Ya Rab, for all those gifts, we have not thanked you. On the contrary, we want more and more and more, and never satisfied with what we have. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. And seldom you try us to see whether we truly believe, whether we truly obey, whether we truly love you. Not that you know not, so that we know ourselves. You try us with little sickness, little pain, little poverty, little hunger, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all is yours. And Ya Rab, you praise patience. You say it is half of faith. You say it is the key to paradise, it is the key to success. But we are an impatient lot, O Lord. We never show patience. On the contrary, we complain. Woe to us, we complained about you to our doctors, to our dentists, to our lawyers, to our wives. Oh, shame on us. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Wahidi Ahad, you say hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says, my ummah is like one single body. If its finger aches, the whole body aches. And he said, if we do not love each other for Allah's sake, that our Iman is incomplete. Oh Lord, look at us. 1.5 billion angry, hating, terrible creatures, like a broken glass. In millions of pieces. Ya Rab, have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad. There was once unity, and when we were united, we were wise, we were beautiful. We made beautiful things. We loved everyone, and everyone loved us. People copied us. They even feared us. Now, O Lord, they hate us. Ya Rab, bring back the unity and the wisdom and the beauty back to Islam. Amen. And back to Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المخلف الميوان وتعقب الاساران وكرر جديدان وسكر الترقدان وفلق روحاه وارواح عند بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والاولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى اهل تعاتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات واهل الارضين فرضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.